You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you?
Good. Very sunny.
Very sunny. Very cold, but it's nice.
Yes, we've all got really great woolen jerseys on them.
Is yours a hand knit or a home knit?
Yes, home knit.
Who made that one?
I made it.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
I had to start this again 7 times.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's very hard. It's like a little oyster shell or something. It's very detailed. Beautiful stuff.
Never again.
Who made your one, Stella?
Shout out Nana.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And my granddad made mine.
Oh
so
my God.
We're absolutely wearing the homemade knits today.
Okay, we have to get a picture of all of us
this
together
is the
wearing
one.
These.
We'll put it on the Instagram. We're talking about Catherine Chichi's new book.
By the way. It's our new knitting segment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so as you well know, Catherine Chichi's The X-Men's Carnival won the Acorn Foundation Fiction Prize at the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards last month. And it was released in October 2022. And now, as of late last week, we already have a new novel by her.
So prolific.
It's called Pet. Yes, it's on our shelves. It's on the shelves at Time Out now. So it's mostly set in 1984. And the protagonist is called Justine. She's 12 and she's the only child of an antique store owner. Her mother has recently died of cancer. Her best friend is called Amy, who's the daughter of Chinese immigrant parents who own the local vegetable shop, and they're not in with the popular crowd of girls at school, and they have this new teacher. She's really flash, and she takes the class by storm. She drives a convertible. She's a single woman with a tragic past. Her name's Mrs. Price, and she makes a point of singling out certain students as her pets. So Justine early on becomes one. And so when Mrs. Price shines her light on her, her popularity status amongst the other kids changes to the detriment of her relationship with Amy.
Right.
Another thing that's going on as well is that there is a thief in the class. A lot of things are being stolen and they're all very suspicious of each other. Ooh. And Mrs. Price is not helping this conundrum. So in this book, we also jump forward to 2014 as Justine is visiting her dad in a dementia unit and they keep referencing what's happened and what happened when she was young. So as a reader, when you think of Mrs. Price, there's these really true grifter vibes to her.
Oh, okay,
and,
I love that.
It's pretty clear to the reader is that she's not all what she seems.
Yeah.
And so just as Mrs. Price is unreliable, Justine is also an unreliable narrator. She has seizures, so she forgets, blacks out around a certain period of time and blocks her memory. And it kind of just feels like this quite an accurate portrayal of the lies we tell ourselves when something's like really flashing in front
true.
Of your face.
Right.
Because of something you want to happen. So I think Pet's really going to take off for readers. It's filled with 80s nostalgia, suspense. It's described as a psychological thriller, which becomes more apparent as you go on. And it has an ending that will make you yelp.
Yelp.
We've all been reading it in the
shop,
but you can hear someone reading it in the upstairs room if I'm in the office and I'll hear someone go, oh my God, and I did that. So that's the really exciting type of book to read. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's one of those books that you could never predict what would happen, even though it's kind of there in front of you the whole time.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's you would never guess what would happen at the end of this book.
Oh my God, okay. I'm already ready to read this one. I mean, the X-Men's Carnival is a beautiful, very funny, very strange, quite stressful book to read sometimes. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine how that sort of channels into an actual psychological thriller from the same author. Very excited.
Yeah, Catherine Chichi's really interesting. She wrote a bit and then had a really big break, and now since I think around 2015-16 has been quite prolific and really successful with every book that comes out. So I think Pet is going to stay on the same path as
cool.
that, and it just seems like she's having lots of fun.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear. Thank you, Jenna. What's the book? Who's the author? Where can you get it from?
Okay, Pet by Catherine Chichi, and it's published by Te Heringa Waka Press. It's $38 and it's on the shelf now at Time Out.
Fantastic. We will see you soon.
See you soon. Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.